Hello. Tonight, I'm going to tell you a mesmerizing tale about Shishi, one of the cutest, snuggliest pandas you could ever hope to meet. When nighttime falls, this sleepy little moshling loves lying down and humming soothing tunes. But most of all, she loves dreaming. Wonderfully strange dreams about anything and everything. So close your eyes, cozy up, and relax. Shishi's lying in pawberry fields beneath an ancient tree. She's tired and she wants to sleep, just like you or me. The tree that looms above her is not quite as it seems, as those who sleep beneath it are said to have strange dreams. It's called the Tree of Slumber, and its blossom is enchanted. And when it falls on dreamy heads, a sleepy wish is granted. See, Shishi loves to sleep for hours, like other pandas do. But most of all, she wishes that her dreams would all come true. As dusk descends on pawberry fields, Shishi's eyes are closing. The magic blossom, high above her, senses she is dozing. It begins to fall and flutter down, like lilac flakes of snow. And then it lands on Shishi's fur and starts to gently glow.
This is my lullaby, dreams that I still remember. Floating, drifting, dreaming, traveling, feeling, sleepy, thoughts unraveling.
Shishi starts to drift, but something drops into her paw. She looks through tired eyes and sees a scroll tied up with straw. Unrolling it, a key falls out and tumbles to the ground. But the grass has turned to cotton wool, so it doesn't make a sound. Shishi reads the note. It says, this key unlocks your dreams. Just hold it tight throughout the night to find out what that means. As Shishi settles down once more, things begin to change. The fields begin to melt away. She thinks, how very strange. Shishi rubs her eyes and feels a breeze whiz past her fur, then notices the world around her's passing in a blur. It's then that Shishi realizes she's floating through the air, soaring over torchlit streets, who knows why or where.
This is my love.
the starlit skies, high above the trees. Shishi lands upon a cloud that's full of twilight bees. You can't stay here, the bees all buzz. We're making stardust honey. And pandas flecked in glowing blossom make us feel all funny. Shishi stops and wonders what she's doing on this cloud. And then she hears a voice that whispers, "Pandas not allowed." Standing there in front of her, a lion wears a crown.
"Welcome to my kingdom. Would you like help getting down?"
"That's very kind, Your Majesty," says Shishi with a bow. "I guess I must have flown up here, but can't quite work out how. I think I might be dreaming, but it's very hard to tell. The tree of slumber I was under has me in its spell.
This is my lullaby. Dreams that I still remember. Floating, drifting, dreaming, traveling, feeling, sleepy, thoughts unraveling."
Shishi's in the sky again, but this time not alone. For the lion she befriended sits beside her on his throne. Two moshlings on a flying chair is really quite a sight, especially when it's soaring down a moonbeam late at night. "Are you King Brian, the dandelion?" asks Shishi once they land. "I think I've seen your face before. You look so very grand."
"Indeed I am," the king replies, "but you can call me sir."
And then he winks and zooms off in a very regal blur. Shishi knows she must be dreaming. This is all too weird, especially as the ground beneath her's somehow disappeared. Falling through the nothingness now prompts a revelation. "I wonder if the Tree of Slumbers caused this situation.
This is my lullaby. Dreams that I still remember. Floating, drifting, dreaming, traveling, feeling, sleepy, thoughts unraveling."
Shishi staring a pond, a teacup's in the middle, and sitting on a saucer, a kitten holds a fiddle. He doesn't pluck its liquor strings or play them with a bow. He just meows a lullaby, then purrs to say hello. Shishi whispers, "Are you real? Or part of some strange dream?" Her eyes are feeling very heavy. What could all this mean? The kitten points towards a ladder leading to a door. And Shishi thinks about the key she's holding in her paw. Clambering up the ladder, she unlocks the little door. then find she's in a place she's been 1,000 times before. Through squinting eyes, she looks above and sees the tree of slumber, and knows she's back in pawberry fields, which makes her start to wonder. She's sure the dreams she had were real. Even though she has no proof, it's something she can feel. Up above, the tree of slumber's branches start to snore, and countless keys and magic scrolls start tumbling to the floor. Magic blossom falls again, but this time in a blizzard. It lands upon an owl of wiseness, then a wonky wizard. Some falls on a Tinklehuff, a bit falls on a deer. It's clear to see that other marshlings also doze off here. But Shishi's now oblivious to all that's going on. All she wants to do is dream and hum this sleepy song. Like all the other moshlings, and even you and me, her wondrous dreams will stay unlocked because her mind's now free.